Well, hello, everybody. Good to see you all. Buzz in the air. We'll get going. Anyway, praise you, Lord. Well, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you today. We thank you for assembling us together. We thank you for your Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you lead us into you. We worship you in spirit and truth. We long for you. Thank you, Father, that every day is a special day, but that it manifests today. It manifests. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody said...
It's one. overcomer. I said, I am an overcomer. Oh, oh, I am an overcomer. I said, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I said, I am an overcomer. Oh, oh, I am an overcomer. I said, I am an overcomer. I refuse to live a defeated life.
Overcomers. God. Well, I'm going to start out and just, I'm going to pray for you, us, and whoever else needs it. We just started out, and I'm going to start out praying out of Ephesians. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for my brethren, Lord, for this reason, because I've heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus and their love towards all the saints. I do not cease to give thanks for them, remembering them in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, Lord. Having the eyes of their hearts enlightened, that they may know what is the hope to which He has called them. And what are the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints. And what is the immeasurable greatness of your power towards them who believe, according to the working of your great might, that you worked in Christ when you raised Him from the dead and seated Him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come, and that you might put all things under His feet, and you gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is body, to the fullness of Him who fills all. Now, and I thank you, Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of your glory, that my brother may be strengthened with power in their spirit, with your spirit in their inner beings, so that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, and that they, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, and that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. And now to you, Father, who are able to do far more abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us, to you be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. But I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to pray these and pray these and pray these, because the goal is, the whole plan is for a finishing work to be done in you. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when I pray for these, since we have heard of their faith in Christ Jesus and the love that they have for all the saints, because of the hope that is laid up for them in heaven, of this they have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which belongs to you, as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing, and it does this amongst you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God. Amen. Amen. And so, I'm asking now that you may be filled with the knowledge of the Father's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, and He's delivered you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Goes on to say, let's magnify Him in our eyes, shall we? And it says, He is the image, being Jesus, of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross, by the blood of his cross. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Bless God. And I've even said that, and you can, I even encourage you, pray these over others. Right? These Ephesian prayers, Colossian prayers, whatever, the Holy Ghost, but pray them over others. And what is the theme, the central theme? That to come into maturity is one, not of knowledge of things, but the knowledge of him, knowing him. When you see him, you will become like him because you'll see him as he is. It's a thing of completion. And I think it's not 12 yet, Pebbles. Right? He's testing the waters. It's like Bentley. Belinda. He's trying to get me up. Belinda said he was dreaming. I think she was right, so. One out of the kennel. Ephesians 4. And this drop in there. Well, I'll just read a little bit. Ephesians 4. And this is the plan. This is the plan. Okay? Everybody say, this is the plan. To understand this plan, you must come into maturity. Maturity into him. Change your thinking. It says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He goes on to say, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Let that sink in until we get it. You'll get it. Say, send me, say, I'm gonna, I'll get it. I'll get it because I'm supposed to get it. Right? But grace, here comes that word but. Let me say but. All this good stuff, now there's a but. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, he who ascended on high led a host of captives and gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, that what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The very lowest ones, Andrew. Straight into hell. He descended right in the lower regions of the earth. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Somebody say, the building up of the body of Christ. Until. Now this is when the completion. He's the Alpha and the Omega. This is the end goal, the Omega. Until we all, somebody say we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, that it builds itself up in love.
Last week, I don't know if you got it, but she has it. Connie had copied a thing. Was this out of the newspaper?
By Pastor Drake. Right? And anyway, this is really good. I might read something on it, but it was titled "The War Within: Why 2026 isn't about doing more, but surrendering first." And he has the Art of War, Jesus style. Now he's what, a Baptist minister? But if you got this, is there more around here or something from last week? Or if anyone has it. Anyway, the point is, what's encouraging about it, it just mirrors what the Lord is telling us. In a little bit different place, different level, but it mirrors. It's the same because there's one God. See, there's a work. He's doing in the work. Years ago, I seen it in corporate prayer. Now, I've held on to it and I believe on it, but I seen like the Lord, I just seen His hand. And it was just like He was just knocking the signs off all the churches, started with ours. Just taking them off. In other words, taking away the identity of men, taking away their own identities. Listen, and He was becoming the identity. Jesus is at work. He's at work, even in us. And I want to read this little bit on the back a little bit, if I can get into it. It's all good. Oh, this last sentence here. I'll just read here. Christianity is not a lifestyle upgrade. This may be uncomfortable, but it is necessary. Christianity isn't about becoming a slightly better version of yourself. It's not about spiritual accessories. It's not about self-improvement with Bible verses. Jesus didn't say improve. He said repent. That word has been misunderstood for years. Repentance isn't about shame or self-hatred. It's not about groveling or guilt. Repentance is a change of allegiance, an about face of the mind, a surrender of authority, and a reorientation of life under a new king. Man, that's well put, isn't it? Now, that's why Jesus' first public command wasn't believe harder or behave better. It was repent, because the kingdom had arrived and kingdoms demand loyalty. You can't fight for a king you won't submit to. Now let's listen to this. You can't fight for a king you won't submit to. Here's the tension most people live with. We want Jesus as Savior, but hesitate to accept Him as Commander. We desire His peace, but not His authority. His help, but not His leadership. His benefits, but not His rule. Right, we all want healed. We all want money. We all want all this. But we don't want Him to be Lord. Oh, no, no, no. Yes. Right? The first part of being getting delivered is to be truthful. Is to be truthful. Right? Now, going on, I'm going to finish this. But not His rule. However, that arrangement doesn't work. You don't receive authority without allegiance. You don't fight effectively while divided inside. You can't win external battles with internal rebellion. The Apostle Paul clarifies that in Ephesians 6, before mentioning armors, he says, "Be strong in the Lord, not in willpower, not in confidence, not in strategy. Strength and unity come from alignment." Boot camp is about order, not intensity. The first week isn't about hype. It's about honesty. And I think this he's talking about what he's doing with his congregation here. It's about honesty. Boot camp isn't where you learn flashy moves. It's where you learn obedience. Soldiers and airmen don't freelance. Isn't that right? Glenda understands that, don't they? You don't do your own thing. Authority flows from submission. And identity comes, listen to this, identity comes before assignment. Even Jesus modeled this. Finally, you got somebody else to get mad at except me. Right? This is even Jesus modeled this. Identity declared, authority affirmed, then mission released. I'm going to read that again. Jesus modeled this. Identity declared, authority affirmed, then mission released. We tend to reverse that order. We serve first, surrender later, if ever. But Jesus never sent people out who hadn't first come under authority. That's why the open message, the opening message is called The War Within. Step into the real battle, because the most important fight of this year won't be against culture, temptation, or circumstances. It will be the fight to surrender control. Once again, I say mirror. Now, this not be what the Holy Spirit's been talking to us for months? I'm not done. Listen, guys, I'm not speaking at anybody. I'm speaking to me, right? Here's the plan of attack we're starting with, simple but not easy. Fully submit before you serve with boldness. I like that. Fully submit before you serve. A lot of people are just worried about their calling, what they're doing. God's not doing. Nothing's happening. Blah, 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 blah. When the bottom line is, He's not finished the work yet. And that's one of us, what? Repenting. Serving. Seeing we need Him. Last week we were talking about learning to be saved. Let Him finish the work. Add a prophetic word to me once. So anything for me is for your benefit. And it was, Son, let me finish the work first. Let me finish the work in you. Right? And then I will release you. Finish the work. Oh, it's a good thing, isn't it? You want to know the truth. We come in today by faith, and we come in like in Jesus' office. Pastor Jesus. It's blustered. You go in there and come to Pastor Jesus and say, judge me, Lord. Do you have the courage to say, judge me, Lord? Judge me, Lord. Raise your hand if you're willing to say that. Judge me, Lord. I need to know. Judge me. Tell me what I need to know, the truth. Where am I? Now, I can't tell. I don't know where you're at. I only know where I think you're at. You only know where you think I'm at. None of us know anything but Him. Judge me, Lord. Judgment begins at the household of God. If you ask for it, you won't be dealt it later. You will come to completion. You'll come to maturity. And a maturity, not not in where you've fallen short. Aren't you glad? But a maturity in the knowledge of who He is. Of who He is. Who He is. I think, anyway. No, that's pretty good. If you get this, I think it was, I thought it was, I was encouraged by it. Right? But, if I can, let's go to, where am I going? Oh, Philippians. Yeah, let's go to Philippians. Philippians. Maturity. God is good. Isn't He wonderful? You know, I was reading, He says, I think it was in James, He says, don't you know that your life is but a vapor? Right? It's just like, boom, I remember. Sometimes I just, honey, I just see that this little flash of when she was sitting at the surf, right? She had a little, you know. I hadn't known her for a few weeks, man. She just had this white top on, this and that, and she's just the picture, right? She was just beautiful. We're sitting over there, and it's just like, just boom, then here we are. It's just like, you know, life is a vapor. This life is a vapor. But the precious life that He has given us, that those who believe, the life of Christ, the eternal life, is forever. God's butterflies never die. All His caterpillars do, but none of His butterflies die. Those are raised up in Him. Amen. To grow in the knowledge of Him. If we can a little bit, let's go. There's a lot here in that. Three. You guys don't mind me reading today, do you? I can't go wrong if I'm reading the Bible. How you doing, Rob? Good, buddy. Good. Good. Let's go Philippians 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you is no trouble to me, and it is safe for you. Talking over and over and over. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. Now listen to this, verse 3. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God. That's capital S. We are the circumcision, or the ones that are cut off, that worship by the Spirit of God in the glory of Christ, Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Now read out loud with me. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I have reason, verse 4, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. What does that mean? I've done things that feel like are advancing me. How many in this life, the world teaches you that, listen, you're going to make, you're do the best, you're to become the best you can be. Right? Linda's boss, I'm going to use an example. Please don't tell him I say anything. But so this is an example, just an analogy. And I'm totally wrong about the people. It's just an analogy from my side. But anyway, they have two sons, and they're both very successful. That's fair to say, aren't they? Right? And they're great sons or whatever. Right? And they're really proud of their sons. But in God's eyes, you can take them two sons that are very successful, and their parents are very proud of them, and put them next to a set of parents who have two sons that are both in prison, right? And God sees no difference between them. Did you get that? He sees no difference. Their success or their failure do not impress Him. It does not earn anything. It doesn't count for anything. We'll read here. We all listen. That's what the gospel is, the good news. Turn and repent. Maybe the Lord give you eyes to see. Humble yourselves. Receive Him. That's why it was hard for the Pharisees and the tax collectors and not everybody else to come there, because they still have value in themselves. They think they're achieving something, where the prostitutes... No, I'm sorry, not the tax collector, but the prostitutes and the tax collectors know they're despised, know they're a mess, and know they ain't got any hope. And God's calling out, man, like Jesus says, I love you. I've made a way. It's my Son. Paul goes on to say, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, some say confidence in the flesh, in your abilities. All right, you could have somebody come up. You know, it'd be great. We prayed for Riker. We believe he's going to be a drummer. He's got that. It might not be for a while. It might be next week. Who knows? A miracle. But for instance, in churches, we obviously say, we have need of a drummer. Somebody comes in, you know, well, this guy can drum. Or this guy can play guitar. Or this guy is very eloquent, you know, and really can speak well. And we try to elevate people. Listen. On their natural abilities. And it always ends up in disaster. We'll move on. He says, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Paul goes on to say, circumcised on the eighth day, and he's talking to the church, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. This is good lineage, people. A Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness, under the law, blameless. That's considered himself blameless. But, somebody say but. There comes that word but. You said all this, but here comes but. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. What does it remind you of? Jesus says, whoever seeks to keep their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life will keep it, will gain it back, even in this life. He's going to say, but I, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Let's go this again. I know a lot of you are saying, well, man, maybe you're thinking, man, this is a bummer. I don't want to hear this. I want to be built up. You are being built up. He says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing, somebody say the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Here's the deal. Unless God reveals to you how awesome He is, you will never let go of this world. So I'm praying for you. Pray for one another. Until you know Him, you will never let go of this. You will never start trying to grasp. You will never stop trying to better yourself. You will never stop trying to put people down so you can be lifted up. You will never quit until you see Him as He is. This is the most major blessing, when He reveals Himself to you. He says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and listen to this, and share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. Now, they're like, what? Listen, it's great starting out, but how many know the goal is to finish? We have to finish in maturity. Coming like Him in His death, then he goes on to say that by any means possible, I may obtain, listen to this, the resurrection from the dead. I may go from a caterpillar to a butterfly. See, the world sees the church as powerless, the church in the earth. But how many know in God, man, the church is not in the earth, it's in Christ Jesus. This is really a formative place. But even in the natural, the gospel never fails. The word never fails. How many know the word never returns to Him void? See, the word comes from His mouth. He spoke it in Isaiah. He says, my ways Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts, mine are higher than yours. He says like this, just the water. He goes on to say, my word. He goes, just like the water, you know, comes to the earth and water, rain and snow and waters, it doesn't return, but it finishes what it accomplishes. Everything is a cycle. His word turns to him. He sent forth his word, and his word is also his son. You're going to be excited. Let me tell you, you're going to be excited. You might be sitting at work. You might be sitting on the pot. You might be doing the most human, unspiritual thing ever. And I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to get a suddenly, and a light bulb is going to like be burning your brain out, man. You're going to get excited. In Jesus' name, I can see it. And you're just going to, it's just going to be there. Right? You're going to see the treasure. Somebody say, see the treasure. Sell the field. See, it's not about being legalism. Throw your TV out, this and that, growl, sell everything you got. Go, no, 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 no. Only, listen, you only need to do what you're told to do. The Lord is good. He is good. We've been talking about, listen, well, I'll get into it in a minute. I got to finish this. Get ahead of myself. Did I open any stories I didn't finish? I'm bad about that. Okay, because I didn't think I did. Now listen, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Andrew, be honest, buddy. That's kind of a tough pill to swallow, isn't it? At least you're being honest. But Andrew, tell me this. When you understand this the way the Lord understands it, it's going to be a lot different, isn't it? Because I know you. Listen, you're 100% when you get it. When you believe in it. That's a good trait. That's a God trait. Amen. Let me put it this way. You are not your earthly identity. That is not who you are. You are not your earthly identity. Saying, I'm not my earthly identity. That is not. Pebbles. Where you start is not how you'll finish. Where you start is not how you'll finish. See, everything earthly can never achieve anything spiritual. It's of the earth. It's like fish. There is a few fish, so don't give me that, but that can get out of water for a little while. Maybe even a couple can walk around on their fins. I don't know. I think I've seen on a nature show. But fish cannot leave the water. Man cannot leave the earth. The old man can never be made new. The old has passed away. New has come. I was going to say, straining towards the goal, verse 12, not that I have already obtained this. Now Paul's going, or am I already perfect? But I press on to make it my own. Press on. Last week we were talking about, you got to, all you have to do is persevere, Penny. Right? Persevere. Colleen, just persevere. All you got, you just got to persevere. Just don't quit. Just keep standing. Keep standing. Be courageous. Fear not. It's not your courage, it's God's courage in you. He is the Lion of Judah. Right? But I press on and make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Somebody say, Christ Jesus has made me
his own. This is a past tense fact. You believe on him, he has made you his own. You are now his personal responsibility. My mother-in-law used to say, I am God's responsibility. And she said it with a matter of fact. I ain't got to worry about nothing. He took care of her. Right? She had a modest job, man, and she managed to amass enough money to take care of her, to finish her life out. She didn't think that, however, but she you could ask Linda, when Linda's dad left, she had nothing. She didn't have a job. She didn't work. She was a housewife. Is that correct? Is that fair to say? Plus, she had bad woman problems and stuff and almost died, you know. History, you know. It had big hospital bills. Put that on top of that, of not having a husband and everything else and no job and no supply. And God took care of all of it, man. He showed her. Little story she told me once, a revelation. She said once she was just sitting there crying, feeling sorry for herself. And the Lord showed her, right? She was all bandaged up, beat up, this and that, whatever. And then she seen this marching band coming for her. It was the old times, you know, it was like the Salvation Army or some kind of picture. Wasn't saying it was a Salvation Army, but it was a band coming from. She just looked up, oh, Lord, I want to be part of that. Then he showed her, from my recollection, the way she seen it, she might have came to her, but then the Lord showed her, it was just kind of a little vision there, he showed her an ocean, and the ocean was his love. And he showed her love, and it was like a drop. He says, receive my love, for your love is bankrupt. And she, I can't put it, but she just embraced that. I'm taking it. Right? She was excited because God showed her that about him. Right? Now, the Betty everybody knew and the Betty that Linda knew, two different people. Right? At times. Different perspective. See, that's how it is. It's hard. It's hard, guys, sometimes when those are we're close to. You see, it's like being in the middle of force. We're all going through the process that we forget that God's at work in all of us. You know? That's why we just bear up. The Lord's telling me today, bear up, Phil. Right? You're in victory. You can only lose victory if you choose to. It's not your victory, it's his. Just like a sea of love, it's a sea of victory. If you abide in him, new strength. Don't let the enemy get you in your emotions. The enemy's really my old nature. There's an enemy out the outside, but got the old tricks. And victory will prevail. All right, going on. You're going to say, 13, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But he goes on to say, but one thing I do. Quiet here. Somebody say, but one thing I do. When Paul follows example, he says, one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind. I want this to sink in a little bit. Forgetting what lies behind. Somebody say with me, forgetting what lies behind. Notice it says lies, not what's standing up, waiting, whatever. It lies. It's dead. It's over. History's gone. It's gone. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. See, what lies ahead is also down, but it's ready to be resurrected up. Lies ahead. Paul says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of, this is the prize, the reward. I press on to the goal for the prize of, the. Now here's the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. What is your prize? The upward call of Christ Jesus. Upward is not in the earth, is it? The upward call of Christ Jesus. Now, 15, listen to this. Let's sink in. Let those of us who are mature think this way. There's a lot of ministers that apparently aren't mature. Like me for most of my life, right? We let them think this way. I count everything behind me gone. Now listen to this, and here's an encouragement, Andrew, if it's tough, right? It's like, dude, not liking what you're saying. It says, and if any one of you think otherwise, saying, man, I'm not thinking that way. I'm young, right? When I told you, seen that picture of Linda there, right? It's like, man, I'm young. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know him for probably 15 more years. It was 15 more years from that point. I'm seeing her on that bar stool. 15 years. I had no clue. No clue. None, nada. 15 years is where it began. 25 years later, to almost beginning to see it. It says, and if any of you thinks otherwise, listen to this. That's what I've been praying for you. God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. God will reveal to you. What am I praying? That God, listen right now. I'm talking, but I don't expect you to understand. My only job is to stir you up in the spirit. Just stir the pot, stir the pot, stir the pot, stir the pot, stir the pot. It is God. It is the life inside you. Somebody say the life inside me. Nothing is coming from above. It's coming from within. Michelle, when you're growing tomato plants, how many times do you look in your plant, taking your plant, and then looking up in the air, waiting for them to take tomatoes to rain down? That's ridiculous, isn't it? Where do they come from? They come from the plant. What is the plant? The very plant you've been taking care of, nurturing from a baby, from seed. This is the mystery of Christ. Forgetting what lies behind as you begin to understand. It is not you who live, but Christ in you. But see, only God can bring you to that place and allow you to understand. Get excited. That's what I'm praying, that you understand. And it goes like what he says. We must surrender before we can serve. A lot of people think they're doing things for God. But here, understand that. They're not our enemies, because that was us too. We're all the place. We're all to come to what Ephesians says? To the place of maturity in him, to the unity of the faith. We all are come to the unity of faith. What happens when you come to the unity of faith? Plucked out of here, you're out of here. You're in him. What? Another one to completion. Another one to completion. Another one to completion. At Jesus' return, there'll those be that'll still be here that haven't gone to sleep with the Lord, but listen. The revealing of the church, the new body, what will be for those that first died, and then us. Exciting. I got a...
If I can. My Verizon bill is ready. Great. Good to know. Now let's see.
Great message. Now let's see here. I want to go over this again if I can. I think I can. All right. Good stuff. Proud of you guys. I love how you're on building one another on the church feed, just building one another up. I watch it all the time. I'm not on do it too much, but that's okay. I'm monitoring, watching, exciting, praying, seeing your love for one another and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand? How can I know unless I see your love for one another and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? What does that mean? That means you contain life. You contain life. The church of man is a dead church. It has no life. It works in the old life. But make no mistake. I was talking with Skip the other day, and I've seen it, you know. The Lord's revealed to me. I used to be really hard on the Catholics. Okay, I'm the only one. But right? I think, oh, man, they're missing it. They're whatever. And then a couple months ago, felt it inspired, just an urge to get an audio book by a guy. He's a Catholic guy. It's on, you know, it's called Big God, Little Devil. It's on spiritual warfare, but it's on a whole different route, you know. You know, and he holds on to some things, but I got to see, you know what? After reading, I thought, you know what? A lot of these people have a lot of depth. They have a lot of depth. They hold on to some stuff, you know. But just like us, see, we can see each other's mess, but we can't see our own. We all see in part. The thing you fight for isn't the talent you've been given. It's weird that way. We all see in part. He's tearing down the signs. See, in every place. You know what? This is shocking, but there's even people in the church of Satan that Jesus is taking out and going to save. He's preparing. Yep. Yes, he is. He causes all things to come to what? To fulfillment in him. Oh, he's worth glory. Aren't you glad that he chose to save you? Aren't you glad he chose to save you? He chose, the Father chose. Jesus says, all that you give me, I've lost none except Judas, the son of perdition, who was destined to fulfill a purpose. Right. I was sitting there. I don't remember what day this. You probably got it. I don't know if you got it. I want to go over it a little bit again here, but it might have been Monday or Tuesday. What I'm just sitting in the morning and just boom, had this and just post it, right? And then it goes, hello, I've never heard anyone say this before, in a sense. Hello, everyone. Now you may, but I haven't. Hello, everyone. Hope you're all doing well. Today in prayer, I was getting the reason for our spiritual and natural lack is that we focus on the symptoms and not the cause. We draw from the wrong resources, for we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, not in the natural realm. How many know Ephesians 1? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, not in the natural realm. The kingdom is one of flow, right? It's flow. It returns to him. It starts from him and it goes back to him. It's one of flow. Do unto others, especially the body, and really it is the body that the church is to build up. It's the body. You know? Well, let's go help all the illegal aliens and this and that. Listen, man, God has a plan there. He's working me on that. I suspect a lot of them are here because God willed them to be here. But I'm going to tell you what. Human kindness is no place with God. It's the work He is doing. It's the body. It's moving with Him. Only He can save. It goes on to say, do unto others, especially the body, as you would want it done unto you. Give, and then, and only then, it will be given to you. Unto you.
It has been said that we are to forgive, but we are not required to forget. But this is not God's way, because He remembers our sins no more. How many of our sins is as far as the east is from the west? Now, this is what. To receive release from the pain. How many know that when you have unforgiveness, you have pain? Am I correct there? It's painful. It hurts. You've been hurt. You're guarding that hurt. You don't want to be hurt anymore. That's why there's no release. You know? To receive release from pain, all must die. In other words, the only way to get done from it is to die to it. To die to it. All must die, or to put it into application, all lack healing, emotional, and financial. In other words, healing. Also in the emotional realm and the financial realm. And did you know lack of finances requires healing? I didn't know that. It must be healed. It must be made new. It requires healing. All are all natural symptoms of a spiritual or a spiritual cause condition. Now, this is what I perceive. And I say it starts with me because this is just what I perceive. I see in part there's more to it than just my little perception. But I believe everything starts with forgiveness. Right? Everything starts with forgiveness. We're in a broken world. That's wrong. There's nothing but wrong. Nobody can do but wrong each other. On and on and on and on and on. I believe it starts with forgiveness. But it says to be forgiven, you must first receive God's forgiveness. You must receive it from Him. God, Jesus paid the price. By His stripes we were healed. He took the beating for us. More than healing. Now I'm going to tell you what, healing is a benefit. All these things are just benefits. Right? It's the benefit of being a child of God. You have your supply here on earth. You have enough to finish. You have enough battery power to finish your course. You have just enough to finish your course. Here's the problem. If you go off course at any time and you run out of your battery power, that's why it's a race. You want to stay on course. I just see it right now. A lot of Christians, man, they're on fire for God. I don't care how you start. It depends how you finish. Anytime you get off the principle of the body. In other words, the body, listen, the body does unto others, and it is done unto you. Not by your own leading or your own choosing, but it's like inspiration of the Lord. It says, you must first receive God's forgiveness. But to experience it, to really experience it, and that's freedom. That's freedom. Just to be free. Free from the pain. I remember a guy, I hated him for 10 years. Literally hated him. He's a brother in the Lord, heck, a minister. And I did, man. It was just, I just belched. Just every time you get around, just I'm wounded and I hate everybody. I ain't saying that, but that's what you get from me, right? Just hurt and bitter. 10 years sitting here one night in my chair, praying after work, you know, Lord, I'm tired of this. Once again, for the 150th time, I forgive everybody. I just want free from this. But you got to help me because I can't quit hating them. I just can't. But I want to. I want to. I will to. Your will. You say, don't ask to do the will of God. Become the will of God. Make me into your will. Praying to him. Then I got up and I had jury duty the next day. I left the building, locked the door as usual, went out of here, felt just totally unspiritual. You know how it goes, Skip, right? Come here praying. Ah, nothing. Leave out there. Go home. Went to jury the other day. And by God, I walk in there, sighing in. I'm mad. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this. You know, I glared at the woman. She didn't let me out. So I got to sit through this. And you know. Turn around, walk and find my seat. And who did I see but my nemesis? You know what happened? Before I could even blink my eyes, I find myself over there hugging him and just loving him. Totally free. Sit there and just sit there just laughing and talking with him for 45 minutes, whatever, talking through the presentation and everything else. It was just... I mean, just like that, just went from, there he is. Just, I will not deny that I didn't have to fight at times to keep that. Because things would keep on to creep in and poison it. And it was all it is always old histories. Old, isn't it? Old histories. But that was experiencing. First I had to give. I had a release. I didn't know what I was doing. But anyways, he goes on to say, to receive release from the pain, all must die, or put it in application, all lack healing, emotional and financial. All are natural symptoms of a spiritual cause condition. I believe everything starts with forgiveness. To be forgiven, you must first receive God's forgiveness. Listen to this. To experience it, you must first give it to others. Then it manifests, and then it manifests in you. You must forgive to be forgiven. The Bible says, if you do not forgive, either will your Father forgive you. It all comes from Him. He goes on to say, when we forgive, listen to this. This just come up, it was just a knowing, man. It's like, man, I could get on the internet and say this is true, but I'm learning to not do that. Hey. When we forgive, we don't use our forgiveness. Now, that sounds weird. What we're supposed to forgive. When we forgive, we don't use our forgiveness, but we release His forgiveness. Ours is corrupt and has strings attached. I mean, does that bear witness to anyone's spirits? Oh, I've forgiven these people so many times, but it has strings attached. I still hate you. You know, it's just come up here. You said that's a strong word, Phil. I know it's strong, and I'm saying it's strong on person because you need to say, Lord, judge me. Test my heart. Am I been lying to myself? And I'm saying everything's case or ah, what we will be, when the fact is I've never released anybody. It goes on to say, bitterness is not only, remember that Simon the sorcerer wanted to buy the Holy Spirit? You guys remember that, right? The apostles came up to him. Really? Did you just say that? Well, you better hope to God, man, that you can find repentance, because he says, I perceive that inside you you're in the goal of bitterness. There's no forgiveness for you. And he's freaking out. He says, pray for me, pray for me, pray for yourself. Seek God yourself, right?
Bitterness is not only the symptom. Bitterness is not only the symptom. Somebody say the symptom. It's a symptom. It's not only the symptom of not forgiving, but also of not being forgiven. Like Skip was talking about the open door. It's an open door. That's pretty cool, Skip, of the Holy Ghost. I still think that's deep. Come get him, devil. Yeah, I'll tell you that, right? Yeah. No, no. Right? It's not only a symptom of not forgiving, but not being forgiven. Sickness and disease, cancers, all this kind of stuff. Why did it happen to them, man? Listen, I'm not God, and I cannot judge anybody and come to me, but I'm going to guarantee you what. Everything comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. That's why it's so imperative, Penny, that you get to know Him. But you can't find Him. You can strive for Him, but He will reveal Himself to you. And when you see Him, boom. Just like when I seen my beloved brother that time that I hated for 10 years. Right? It took all my energy to hate him because I didn't want to hate him. I loved him. You know, it takes a lot of strength to be mad at people. It takes so much energy. It just taxes you, wears you out. You know? My old nature is geared that way. We just want to just hate everybody. You know? You're not out. Listen, we are all like the rest of us. Neil Myers, he's a nugget. I'll never forget. We are all like the rest of us. See, I'm not narcissistic. Oh, but you are. We are all like the rest of us, right? Now, anyway, now that we finish, it says, you know, I pray and just know, take this to the Lord and He will reveal it to you. Right? He'll reveal it to you. Go to Him. Today, now, tonight, hopefully not too long because you'll forget. But just go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. Just like Linda's mom did when she's all bandaged up and bloodied. She had a reason to be offended and unforgiving if you went through a marriage like she went through. And what, you know, only God knows. Lord, you're not getting out of it unless you receive from me. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. I want to finish this with this one. I think it's in Peter. What a place. And I thought it was really good even when Pastor up at Morgan was talking about it because, listen, we just mirror one another. There's only one spirit. Right? But what did it scream of? Enter the rest. Enter the rest. We're at a place, this world's so messed up, and it's like, man, we got to act. We got to do things here. There's so much to do. We got to pray. We got to do this. Even your prayers are bankrupt unless they... Listen, originate from Him, Him in you, Him in you, Him in you. Guys, if I can be up front here today, God can do anything. Because you can ask that woman, man, this man was never going to be here. Ever. You'd hear every explicit obscenity in the world of why I wasn't going to be here, but I was. But God will have His way. He will get you there. Before I go, Philippians even says that we can find that. Here it is, Philippians 1. Here's another prayer. I thank my God.
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. It's a wonderful thing to have good memories about people. You know? It's a wonderful thing to have good memories about people. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Always, in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy because of your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. You started it, we'll finish it. You started it, we'll finish it. Think of that, Colleen. Our grandparents come from Russia? Germans from Russia? Right? See, this is all in the plan. God had a plan with them. But he didn't just see them, he saw us. He just see us, but he's seeing our children. He didn't see our children, but he's seen their children. Do you understand? It's in Christ. It's in all of this. It's him moving. When we grow in the Lord. See this place right now? It may not look like much. This gathering right here, it may not look much. The Lord told me, you can say what you want. He said that this was established 1,000 years ago. This work was established 1,000 years ago. Didn't say it was in Sterling. It established it's a part. Somebody say a part. This body is a part. When it's working properly, it'll be put in. But you know what? 1,000 years ago, that's a lot of generations of people, isn't it? It doesn't end with us, but what matters is that it goes on. Right? And should the Lord tarry our children's children, carry it on. Amen. Exciting. He will reveal it to you. Just give him thanks. Right? Just give him thanks.
My disease was terminal. My sorrow was too deep. I had a list of all my failures that the devil swore to keep. I was standing in the courthouse, waiting for the gavel sound, with no defense attorney, just wearing my sad crown. But I'm here to testify to what the blood has done. It paid the debt that held my life before the morning sun. It clears the ledger and it silenced every lie. Drew a mighty line in the sand beneath the holy sky. That crimson river flowed from the cross on Calvary. It didn't just forgive me, friend. It sanctified me free. It's more than just a memory. It's a current living flood, a constant mighty evidence of God's amazing love. But I'm here to testify, I'm here to testify to what the blood has done, what the blood has done. Pay the debt that held my life, pay the debt.
Jesus owns the key to hell and death. It owns the key It's the chain breaker name. The only one that stands tall.
Break the chain, Lord.
He rolls a stone of burden. Answers every weary call. Jesus, Jesus, that's a sound the darkness can't ignore.
Oh, that name.
He bought my freedom on that cross. Can't ignore.